Welcome back to another episode of Fantasy End Zone. I'm your host, Jake. As always, you can follow me on Twitter or X at LewisLewis5. It's LewisLewis and the number 5. It's also right there on the screen for you. We are in December. That means we are so close to fantasy playoffs. Only one more week and majority of us fantasy gamers. Next week is start of playoffs. We're into our last bye week this week of week 14. But hopefully you've had, you know, paying attention, staying tuned to us on the show, and following along with us on the way. On today's show, I will be talking about injuries that happen, my thoughts on week 13, my reactions to three players, and finally, my waiver targets at each position. So without further ado, let's get fantasy. So injuries, they occur every which way. This week, there's a couple that happen that are very much playoff implication, potentially injuring your team. Number one is all pro wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown. He injured his ankle during their Thanksgiving game against the Green Bay Packers. He exited right away in the first quarter, got rolled up on, was unable to return. They're questioning his status for week 14. Sounds like he suffered a low ankle sprain, meaning he is in question for Thursday's game against Cowboys on Thursday. I don't see him playing this week. I really don't see him playing this week or week 15, which really sucks for us fantasy gamers because some of us need to have him play this week to help get us into the playoffs or, you know, be on the playoff radar or right on the fringe, and we need him playing. Isaac Tesla could be a good substitute, just saying. But it just really sucks at this point. Hopefully, I know I got him in 2-3 leagues, but they're in Dynasty, and he should be my, my bye week at least, hopefully, because I should get first-round byes, but that's just me. But this is just bad news overall. LA Chargers. Justin Herbert broke his hand in his left hand, broke a bone in there against the Raiders, will undergo a procedure on Monday. Jim Harbaugh doesn't know what his status is going to be like. Again, if he can't play, Trey Lance is probably the next man up. He did play a little bit while Herbert was getting attended to in the first half. So be on the lookout and keep your ears open for that. Follow us here at Player Profiler and Fantasy End Zone, and we'll keep you in the know. Arizona Cardinals, Marvin Harrison Jr. If it's not one thing, it's another. He hurt his heel, came up limping after a catch, and went straight to the sideline, did not return. Man. If he could have just done that earlier, this would have been Michael Wilson time, and he would have got huge numbers. He would have got another 100-yard game, but unfortunately, it was mid-game. I think it was in the third quarter, actually, that he came up limping. I mean, this guy, all he does is seem to get hurt this year. Hard to say if he is that guy anymore for 2024 NFL draft. He's not the number one wide receiver, I don't think. I think it's Malik Nabers, even though he's hurt. But, I mean, hell, Marvin Harrison Jr. has been hurt all on and off all year. Speaking of rookies, also Dylan Sampson left game with a calf injury. It's to be reported how bad the strain is, but, again, keep your ears open. Other injuries, Parker Washington did not return the game with a hip injury. Dante Thornton, concussion, most likely going to miss next week because every time people just stay in that protocol. Tennessee Titans, Xavier Restrepo, evaluated for a ankle injury. Not very fantasy relevant. And Aaron Jones, shoulder. He's going to get further evaluated this week. Coach Kevin O'Connell does not know if he's going to be available next week or not. But that is your injury report. Let's talk about some of these games, though. I'm only going to talk about a few. As most of you know, I am a delivery driver during the day, podcaster at night. I'm exhausted. I worked freaking 12 hours this week, not this week, but it's only Monday. I am recording almost at the end of this Giants game. But yeah, I did work 12 hours a day. We got a snowstorm this past weekend, 12 inches here in Wisconsin. It's just been hard to deliver and everything else. But speaking of Wisconsin, Green Bay Packers decided to win and sweep the Detroit Lions this year. They won on Thanksgiving game, 31-24. Jordan Love, 234 yards passing and 4 touchdowns. I did have him as a pickup last week, so hopefully you followed my advice. He finished as QB2 on the week. Josh Jacobs, 83 yards rushing. It's big news, especially since he missed the week before. Dontavian Wicks, 6 catches, 94 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Christian Watson, 4 catches, 80 yards, and a touchdown. Romeo Doubs is the only other one with a touchdown. 4 catches, 20 yards, and a touchdown. And I already spoke about St. Brown getting hurt. What does that mean for the Lions? Well, it means you're going to hyper-target your next best playmaker in Jameson Williams, 7 catches, 144, and a touchdown. Jahmyr Gibbs was pretty much held in check today or that game. 68 yards rushing, 3 catches, 18 yards. Not much to show for it for fantasy numbers. David Montgomery did have a rushing touchdown, but I said earlier, you know, with St. Brown being injured, maybe Isaiah Tesla, 2 catches, 35 yards. And remember, Sam Laporta is on IR now. Let's look at the Black Friday game. This one sucks as a Packer fan, but the Lions beat the Eagles 24-15. Caleb Williams did nothing. I mean, 154 yards passing, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. He didn't really contribute on the ground, 13 yards. But speaking of on the ground, man. Kyle Minungai, the rookie, 22 rush attempts, 130 yards, and a touchdown. And the other co-partner, DeAndre Swift. We all seen that. We're all worried that is he going to be playing? We didn't know how his usage was going to be. After he fumbled last week, he was pretty much bench. Well, he came out and he was pretty much the starter right from the get-go. He had 18 rushes, 125 yards, and a touchdown as well. But during that, like I said, that passing game did not do anything. The leader was Cole Kmet, 3 catches, 36 yards, and a touchdown. Hello, DJ Moore, where are you? 2 catches, 17 yards. Oh, hey, Rome Odunze, 2 catches, 8 yards. Oh, great, great. You really killed the majority of my leagues and probably everyone else's. On the other side, Eagles. What the heck is going on with Saquon Barkley, man? 56 yards rushing and that's it. Yeah, that's it. Terrible game. Jalen Hurts, 230, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. And did not get a tush push. Instead, he fumbled it. I mean, the whistle probably should have been blowing, but he did fumble a tush push. So, congratulations. Squeaky wheel does get notice. I mean, we're seeing proof on that. A.J. Brown, 12 targets, caught 10 of them for 132 and 2 touchdowns. Hopefully, he did not steer away from him after the bad performances the first, 11 weeks? And then the squeaky wheel talks, and squeaky wheel is getting greased up by some WD-40 and a lot of touchdown opportunities. Devontae Smith, 5 catches, 48 yards. Let's look at this surprising game, actually. The LA Rams lose against the Carolina Panthers, 31-28. MVP front runner, I'd say, Matthew Stafford. I assume that he would be picked off in this one. He got picked off twice, but he did have 2 touchdowns, 243. Who were those 2 touchdowns to, you may ask? I mean, let's be honest. We already know it's Davante Adams. Davante Adams had 2 touchdowns again. He's got like 11 in the last 6 games. Holy crap. 4 catches, 58 yards, 2 touchdowns for him. Puka Nacua, 6 catches, 72 yards. Just share a little bit. Just give Puka one of those touchdowns every other week at least. Like, that's what I want. I'm sure that's what a lot of us want. Puka needs to get more red zone targets or just catch 30-yard touchdown passes. Blake Corum did come in a couple times for Kyren Williams while he was banged up and injured on the sideline. 7 rushes, 81 yards, and a touchdown. But Kyren Williams did come back, 13 rush attempts, 72 yards, and a score himself. On the other side, the winning team, yes, Carolina Panthers beat the Rams. I was going to say the Vikings. They suck. Who am I talking about? The Vikings, man. I didn't even know they had a team this week. Max Brosmer or whatever, the rookie, doing some Will Levis type things, you know, falling to the ground, just toss it on up. Oh, there's a pick six. Oh, congratulations. But, yes, Bryce Young, 15 for 20, 206, 3 passing touchdowns. And where the heck has Rico Dowdle been? He's getting less and less opportunities compared to Chuba Hubbard, even though he had 1 more rush attempt. Hubbard's actually getting utilized, it feels like, more in the passing game as well. Hubbard, 17 rush attempts, 83 yards, 2 catches, 41 yards. And a touchdown. Dowell, 18 rushes, 58 yards, 2 catches, 21 yards, and that's it. Jalen Coker could be a good pickup, just let you know. 4 catches, 74 yards, and a touchdown. Tetaroa McMillan catches his only catch for a 43-yard touchdown. Let's go to Sunday Night Football. Denver Broncos escaped this one in overtime against Washington Commanders. I'll be honest, I did not watch much of this game. I just seen the highlights at the end, like majority of us probably, because it was a late game, it felt like. Bo Nix, 321, one interception, one touchdown. He had 16 yards on the ground. RJ Harvey only averaged 2.7 yards per carry, 35 yards, but had two touchdowns and the game-winning touchdown. Evan Engram, where has he been all year? Six catches, 79 yards. And Cortland Sutton, five catches, 62 yards. Big day for him. Oh, yeah, and he scored a touchdown. Big day for him. On the other side, though, Marcus Mariota threw 50 times. We don't really see Marcus Mariota throw that many times. He also had 10 rush attempts for 55 yards. But he's close to 300 yards passing, two touchdowns, one interception. And the leading rusher on rush attempts, I guess you'd say, Chris Rodriguez, 41 yards and a touchdown. That is somebody you might be interested in instead of Bill Kroski Merritt. And Zach Ertz, 10 catches, 106 yards. And then we've seen the ghost of Terry McLaurin, seven catches, 96 yards, and a touchdown. He finally comes back, and he strikes gold. I was too scared to play him. I left him on my bench, to be honest, because I didn't trust him. I mean, yes, I will maybe going forward, but he's already screwed me pretty much all year, and now he does well. Deebo Samuel, five catches, 64 yards. And currently, with less than 2 minutes to go in this one, Giants are losing 15-33. Let's just see if we could in the return of Jackson Dart, 139, one touchdown pass. He's not running the ball as much. 20 yards on the ground. His one touchdown pass did go to Darius Slayton, two catches, 41 yards, and a touchdown. Rushing, I mean, it's pretty much 50-50, but I just seen Tyrone Tracy go into the locker room. So Devin Singletary could be somebody to be on the lookout if he's on your free agency, especially going into basically our last and final week of the regular season. Singletary has 68 yards and a touchdown himself, three catches, 34 yards. On the other side, Drake May, he almost has 300 yards passing. Damn. Congratulations. Two touchdowns, 15 yards on the ground, and it's pretty much even split right now between Henderson and Stevenson. Henderson, of course, is a lot better, so he's got a better average, 6.1 yards per carry compared to Stevenson, 3.3 yards per carry. The leading receiver is Hunter Henry, four catches, 73 yards. That is your Week 13 recap. Now, before I talk about some of these players, let's actually look and see what we have to hear from the Podfather.
I know you're sad draft season is over, but just because the NFL season starts doesn't mean the drafting stops, because Fast Draft has the Flex 6 Frenzy. You're drafting six guys for the Sunday slate. It's fast, it's furious, it's fun. And as with everything on Fast Draft, there are no salaries. Woo! So go to draftfaster.com, get the app, use your host promo code for a $50 deposit match. Now let's go start drafting faster.
Yes, go ahead and download Fast Draft and use promo code Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, to get a dollar-for-dollar match up to $50. Let's look at these three players I want to talk about. Bucky Irving, he's back. Rushed 17 times, which is actually pretty high if you think about it, because he hasn't played since week 4 and we're in week 13. 17 times for the first time coming back. Wow. For 61 yards and a score. Also caught two passes for 20 yards. I mean, this was a pretty good fantasy day coming back from his injury. Played only 52% of snaps, which, I mean, again, he did that production with 52% snaps. And we're going to see that only trick upwards. Sean Tucker, I'm sorry, my boy. He went back to being RB3 and only playing 15% of snaps. His snap share has been going down more and more, and now it's just depleted to nothing because Bucky Irving is back. Rashad White handled the receiving role for the most part. I think he played like 38% of snaps. But the big news is this is very very enlightening, I guess you'd say, with Bucky Irving coming back just in time for the fantasy playoffs. Yes. Good news for him. Speaking of people coming back, Joe Cool Burrow. Joe Burrow is back as well. He played on Thanksgiving night against the Baltimore Ravens. He threw the ball 46 attempts. You know, again, these guys are just coming back from, you know, Bucky Irving, week 4, Joe Burrow, week 2, and you're throwing 46 times. Yeah, it's awesome seeing. It's cool just because it's Joe Cool Burrow. In his return, though, 261 yards, 2 touchdowns, and they actually won against the Baltimore Ravens. So that's huge news for the Bengals. They're at, I think, the same record as they just fell short of the playoffs last year. But they might get some help. You never know. I mean, this could be a team. I mean, we see what Joe Burrow can do in December and January. Unfortunately, he has yet to make a Super Bowl. But if he could stay healthy, be on the lookout in a couple of years with him. I really like what he's shown and done so far as an NFL pro. And the last guy I want to mention, Justin Jefferson, man. I thought you were QB proof. We've seen it. We've seen it that you were QB proof. You could throw in Josh Dobbs. You could throw in, who is it? Hall. You could throw in, who else was that year? I mean, you had Sam Darnold last year, JJ McCarthy. You're not really doing much with JJ McCarthy. I can't remember the other guy off the top of my head that you had. Nick Mullins. Nick Mullins had like 400 yards passing in the final week of fantasy playoffs. But this year, you're not QB proof this year. JJ McCarthy's done relatively nothing to excite me. And neither have you, Justin Jefferson. And then, you know, JJ's out. Even with Carson Wentz, I mean, he played better, I felt like. But he's gone for the season. Max Brosmer. Oh, man. 2 catches, 4 yards. Pretty much a dud. Now, if you follow Fantasy End Zone, my podcast, or show, last week my co-host Bill and I had a episode come out on Thursday of our start sit, and he was my sit. So if you follow along, make sure you tune in for that. It will be out Friday this week. Last week was just a special with, you know, Thanksgiving and everything else, so it was on Thursday, but it will be out Friday. So tune in on Friday for the start sits ahead of your final week before fantasy playoffs. But Justin Jefferson, man, come on. Let's get into, I guess, the waivers. I guess this is the only thing I have left. It's going to be a quick, easy show. Good news for me, because then I get to go to bed early and do it all over again, play Santa Claus. Or ho, 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 ho. Anyways, my quarterback ad of the week, he's been the last 3 weeks, and I don't know how he's not picked up in more leagues. Jacoby Brissett, 47% of leagues, he is still available. How? How? I just don't understand. Quarterback 7, 12, 10, 10, 4, 8, and 9 since he's became the starter. He has, what, 7 straight quarterback 1 finishes. 7. I don't even know if there's a single other player right now. If you find one, drop it in the comment that has 7 straight quarterback 1 finishes on the week. Let me know. I don't know if there is one. So let me know if you find somebody. But he is a plug-and-play player. It's a must-play. Like, I just... He gets 300 yards every week. So if you get bonus for 300-yard pass games, even better. 2 touchdowns each week, sometimes 3-4, but he's always in a negative game script. So they're throwing it 40, 50 times. Again, plug and play player. You don't even have to worry about him. Plug him in and you're set. Now, last week again, for this next guy, Jordan Love. He was my number 2 quarterback last week. He's my number 2 quarterback this week. He actually went up in available leagues now. He's 34% this week. I mentioned him again last week. And if you followed me, I was tailing it. He gives you a quarterback 2 finish on the week. He faces Bears twice. That's a great matchup. Baltimore, that's a good matchup. Denver is a tough one, so maybe scale back on him on that game. But I really like what he's showing and what he can do. And I think he's going to prove something this coming week once again against the Chicago Bears. Another quarterback, I'm just going to throw it out there, Jaden Daniels. 33% of leagues he is available with fantasy playoffs. I mean, you could try to add him and maybe stash him. Hopefully he comes back and plays because he always gives you the rushing upside. Just check it out. Now for running backs, one of my top guys with the news of Aaron Jones. If you were watching that game, once he injured his shoulder, he came off grabbing his shoulder really like in so much pain, throwing his helmet. It did not look good. It might have been his AC joint sprain once again. I think this might be the second time this year. I know he's had it in the past, but it just did not look good. So what does that mean? Jordan Mason, 46% of leagues he is available on Sleeper. He is a must-add. Like, we've seen it, what happened earlier in the year when he's the clear-cut number one guy. He rushes for over 100 yards, gets you probably a touchdown. And we know this team can't pass for crap. So why would you not run the ball constantly with Jordan Mason? And we've seen it also last year when Christian McCaffrey was out. Jordan Mason was like running back 6 on the year during that time. So go ahead and add Jordan Mason. Next, Kalman Nagai. I mean, he's basically a 50-50 split, but he's getting used in the passing game. He's so freaking efficient as well as a runner. 34% of leagues he is available. So, and if something does happen, such as a fumble for DeAndre Swift, that just means more carries for Kalman Nagai. My number 3 running back, Chris Rodriguez, 58% of leagues. He's basically the clear-cut starter over in Washington. Bill Kraske-Marin, I think, only rushed the ball like 4 or 5 times this week. Jeremy McNichols, 6 times. But Chris Rodriguez had 11. He's the leader of this pack, and he gets the touchdown. Now at wide receiver, if you look at the thumbnail, shout out to Brittany for creating our thumbnails here at Player Profiler. You see the other guy. I already had Jacoby Brissett as a league winner, possibly for you. Christian Watson, 45% of leagues he is available in. Now, he's coming back from his ACL surgery. but his numbers just keep getting better and better each and every week. He, in the last three games, he's got two top 12 finishes, which was wide receiver 6 and wide receiver 12 this week. He put up 8 catches. He's wide receiver 12 this week. He put up like 4 catches, 80 yards, and a touchdown. He is getting so much air yards, and this is what you want for somebody in the deep runs. And he's playing about 75 to 80% of snaps. It's actually going up higher each and every week, so check him out. A.D. Mitchell, 93% of snaps, or 93% of leagues he is available in. He played 85 last week percent of snaps and 86 this week. Seen in the last 3 weeks, 6 targets, 7 targets, and 12 targets this week. Currently, wide receiver 6, and he finished the game with 8 catches, 102, and a touchdown. He's getting targeted left and right as Tyrod Taylor is the starter for the Jets. I don't think Justin Fields is going to come in and take the show away anymore unless if an injury happens. So look for Tyrod Taylor hyper-targeting A.D. Mitchell. So I'm adding him as well. Wide receiver 3, Alec Pierce. Once again, I mean, I just like what he does on the field. In the last, like, 4 weeks, wide receiver 15, 14, had the bye week. He had a tough week last week against Kansas City. I think he was, like, wide receiver 60. And then this week, once again, wide receiver 14. I mean, that's 3 in the top 15 in 5 weeks, which one-on-one's a bye week. So I'm adding him. He's available in 34% of leagues. Another guy to be looking out, Jaden Higgins, 60% of leagues he's available. And he just keeps on getting double-digit fantasy points each and every week. So if you're looking for a bye week filler this week for week 14, check him out. Another one, Devon Vele, 93% of leagues. Much like Mitchell, played in 87%, 89%, and 88% of snaps. Had 7 targets last week, 8 this week, caught all of eight of them for 93 yards and a touchdown. Currently, wide receiver 7 on the week. So I am looking to add him as well. A couple other guys I'm keeping my eyes on is Chris Godwin. He should be already picked up in majority of your leagues, but he's getting ramped up more and more. He played, I think it was 53% of snaps last week, 63% of snaps this week. I think it's only going to go upward. So look for him on your free agency. Mike Evans is, I probably would not be adding him as much as Chris Godwin, just because it sounds like he's going to be back like week 15, 16, which is very, I mean, it's only 1 week away, but still, it's in hopes of him playing those games. Isaac Tesla with the injury to St. Brown, he is a big add for me. He played like 93% of snaps once he got injured. So I think he can make those one-hand touchdown grabs, and he could be a good complimentary wide receiver for Jameson Williams. Now at tight ends. My number one still is Breton Strange, 53% of leagues. Last week he came back after missing some time with a hip injury. He was on IR. He finished as tight end 4. This week, tight end 7. So look to add him, especially again for bye weeks or going into your fantasy playoffs. Number 2, Zach Ertz just posted 10 catches, 106. He is an add for me. 38% of leagues he is available. Seems like him and Marcus Mariota like to link up quite a bit. I know Jaden Daniels might be coming back, but Daniels really liked him in the red zone. So this is a positive both ways. So go ahead and add Zach Ertz. Now, my number three is Harold Fanning Jr. I said it last week. He played 90% of the snaps last week, 92% this week, whereas David Njoku has been getting 49% last week and 51% this week. So he's outplaying David Njoku, and he's playing with Shedeur Sanders. Throw it up one time. Anyways, he's available in 45% of leagues. It seems like they're going to be moving forward with Harold Fanning, and he scored a touchdown this past week, so go ahead and lock him into your lineups. Another guy to check out is Theo Johnson, just in case. I think he's 56% of leagues he is available. So those are your waiver ads this week going into your final week of week 14. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. That is a wrap for Fantasy End Zone. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to like, follow, subscribe. Click the little bell notification. Give it a thumbs up. Leave a comment. Helps us, helps the channel. And, you know, we have a bunch of different fantasy analysts and fantasy tips throughout the week here at Player Profiler. So tune in for those each and every day. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. And next week, I will be joined by a guest. Also, tune in on Friday for the start sits for week 14. Also, follow me on Twitter or X, whatever you call it, at LewisLewis5. That's LewisLewis, and the number 5. I'm going to get my butt to bed, and I'll see you fantasy gamers next week or this week if you tune in on Friday. Till then, take care and peace out.
From the Podfather to you, I deeply appreciate you tuning in. And many ask, what can I do? What can I do to help support the hosts, the research they do, the production costs? Go to playerprofiler.com, Dynasty Deluxe, World Famous Draft Kit, Rankings, DFS Dominator, and of course, Data Analysis. Subscribe to any one of those, and you support all of us and take Player Profiler to the moon.